2ST. It's good times. It's great music. Pete Bramett here this afternoon. Time now for the CommSec report from CommSec. It's a good afternoon to Juliana Rodley. How are you, Juliana?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good to have you back again. Now, look, the budget coming down in a couple of days.
Mm.
What's your take on the budget for the Australian people? Good news, bad news? They've leaked a few things, haven't they?
Yeah, look, I think everything's been leaked. There's not going to be much left, but I suppose we will be looking to see how they're going to create this surplus. It's going to be a really tough ask. They haven't been able to pull back from a deficit like this since, you know, in the last 50 years, so it's going to be a tough ask for them. It does mean that it probably will be a tough budget for some, especially if you're in the Defence Force or anything related to that. I don't think there's going to be any free money being given to anyone in mining-related areas as well. So I think we'll have to really wait for the nuts and bolts of it to come through. Some of the changes look great on the surface, and then when you read into the details, like the changes they announced yesterday to the way that you're going to be able to claim money if you've got students, it basically means it's upfront funds, really. If anyone had decided to save all those tax receipts and put in, they would have been able to claim that at the end of the year. So there's no real monetary change. It just means you get the cash up front and you don't have to do as much tax work. So I suppose people will be happy with that. But ahead of that coming down, we've still got so much to get through. We've got the ANZ job ads today. We're hoping to see that there's been a little bit of growth in job creation. We've got the NAB business survey. Now, we know that business confidence and conditions have basically been flat, and we're expecting that to continue. And we've got building approvals. Now, we're hoping to see a 2% rebound in building approvals. We're not expecting much coming from the private sector end, so people wanting to build homes. Hopefully, business has been out there trying to get a bit of building on its side. It will probably see a bit of a growth coming through in the engineering-type building or infrastructure building numbers. Hopefully, that'll grow over the next few months as well. These are the months. Results for March. And I suppose the big one for everyone is going to be the retail sales numbers coming out today. They are the March numbers. We've seen some very low retail sales numbers over the last few months. Really no growth when you look over the long-term picture. So today we're expecting to see growth of around 0.4%, which isn't enough really to kick along some of those real lagging industries. Unfortunately, anything that's not food-related or petrol-related has seen very weak growth, and we're expecting that to continue. Hopefully, now that we've got that 50 basis point cut coming through from the RBA, a fair bit of it being passed on by the large bank lenders, hopefully people will go out and spend, but who knows? I think if people are so cautious, they'll probably end up just paying down the debt they have or paying off the bills that they've got in their back pockets and trying to survive. So I don't know if they're going to get a really big kick along from the retail sales numbers either.
Okay, I've got to ask you, Juliana, in regard to the budget, why is it important that the government wants to go back into a surplus? What's their reasoning behind that? Is it to get on better with the rest of the world and the economy and stuff like that? Or?
I think it's an on-surface thing.
Yeah.
If you're in surplus, you're seen as well. You know, you're able to pay off your debts. But
okay.
You must remember that it's surplus for this year. It's not saying that you're in surplus for the whole of the next 5 years. And they usually look over a four-year period anyhow. So you might be in surplus for 1 year. It means, you know, you might be moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic. So, you know, here we're going to look great now, but in the future we've still got a fair bit of debt. It doesn't mean they've paid off all the debt. They've still got a lot of money owing. You know, we're lending money or borrowing money left, right and centre to pay for the national broadband and a lot of other things that are now happening in Australia. So it might look like we've paid off all our debt, but we've paid out our debt for now.
Okay.
In the future, we've still got a lot more owing. So really it means that it does put the country in a good position now, but we'll have to wait and see how it flows through.
All right. Before you go, some elections happening in Europe. I think France elected a new Prime Minister the other day. What does that mean for us here in Australia, all those new elections?
Oh, look, you know, unfortunately, there could be a bit of change coming through. We know at the moment that not everyone's not so concerned about what's happening in the Eurozone. The Eurozone crisis was front page news. It had fallen back a little bit. But now it looks like one of the big concerns, you've got a socialist who's going to be running the French government now, and he wants to pull back on the amount of money that they're paying off in debt and try and look after the people, which is a great thing. You know, he's trying to manage it rather than just paying everything down and letting the people suffer. And we've also basically seen the same going on in Greece. Now, unfortunately, in Greece, it doesn't look like we're going to have an easy outcome. We might be waiting 2 weeks, and then they might end up going to the polls. If you look at some of the breakdown, though, it's really amazing. They've seen about 8% so far of their electoral votes going to the Communist Party, 7.5% going to Golden Dawn, which is a Nazi party. So big changes occurring in Greece, and we might even see them going back to the polls if they can't work it out.
All right, Juliana, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.